Good morning, everyone. We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. I guess I can stand up. Good Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. And I thank you for all that all your people who follow you and continue in your word and in your work in these days. Help us do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I thank God for every soldier. You know, I remember times when people would always just talk about the pastor. They would always, or the people that they look to. But every child of God has something to say, and every child of God makes a difference. And every child of God, whether they know it or not, if they hear the word, they're couriers of the word. They take it where the pastor can't go. And God is strategic in all that he does. You know, there are children in grade school, there are teachers, there are people that go to church and they teach a class. Those messages affect wherever they go, that workplace, schools, the colleges, everything. And eventually somebody's going to talk about what the pastor said. And what are they doing? They're doing what we're doing when we read the word of God. We're preaching what the Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, or John said. And they carry the word forward. Everybody's important. And the Lord thinks of everything. He's strategic that way. And he can cause you to... Bob Yandian said something that caught my attention before. He was teaching and teaching and teaching, and the people said, well, what do we do with this information? He said, nothing. He said, when you need it, the Holy Spirit will bring it back. And he does. Out of the depths of your heart, the Holy Spirit will cause you to say just what somebody needs. You will say it and think about something else and go on about your business, it changed what you said can change their life. And how many times does that happen? And most of the time, you don't get a report back. When you talk people out of suicide, sometimes you don't even know it. When you say things that help them make good decisions, some things are embarrassing. So when you help people out of those situations, you're not going to get a report back. But God knows. And today he put on my heart, the theme of what I've been talking about is the joy of trusting God. And last week we studied how Albert's mother was in the ICU, and she had 5 surgeries, and they did communion in the hospital, in the NICU, remember? And they did communion in the NICU, and she got healed. This is on page 40. When I started at the top again, just to reiterate, they had communion on page 39. And on page 40 it begins, but nothing happened. One day passed, then another. On the morning of the third day, he made his way to the hospital as usual and headed for the cafeteria to have breakfast. There he received a call from the nurse. In an urgent tone, she said, Albert, something has happened to your mother. You'd better come now. Now, when you hear news like that, what goes through your mind? Even if you're a believer, what goes through your mind in those moments? He did not know what to expect, but the thought that ran through his mind was, she cannot be dead. I know she cannot be dead. Because he believed in God. He believed in what the Lord told him to do. When the Lord gave me a direction to go in, I know he's working with me. I know something's going to happen. And I expect something. He expected more because he trusted God. He trusted what Joseph Prince wrote in his book. And he trusted what the Lord prompted in his heart. And he rushed into the ICU. Pushed open the door and dashed to his mother's bedside. He leaned forward to look at her, and when he saw her, when he saw that she was conscious, he sank to his knees and wept. He lifted his voice and praised the Lord. All that he had hoped for, prayed for and believed God for had finally happened. Now remember, they're in the ICU. The family did an act of faith in the ICU. Sometimes our situations, God has set it up so other people will see it, other people that he wants to work with. They saw them take communion, then they saw days go by, and then they saw her conscious, getting better. When you trust God, you're going to be thrust into society, and you'll be, healing can be public. You know, salvation is public. When you get saved, you go to the, you let people know. You get baptized to show that you identify your life with Christ. Your life is now hid with God in Christ Jesus. When you're showing people, everybody you know, that you're on God's side. Now, sometime as you trust God and follow God, he'll lead you to the hot spot. Don't be afraid. And if you're faithful with the hot spot, there's another hot spot coming. You want this because you're going to represent him, and he's going to represent himself through you to others. He's going to help you represent him to other people who need. You know how many times we pray, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Then when he say, well, go do this. That crawfish. You know how crawfish run backwards, you know. That's a new territory. Sorrow is back there where the crawfish would run. The rich young ruler, he walked away sad. He didn't walk away rejoicing. If you're walking and you're sad, turn around and go back to where Jesus is. God used to, when he led Henry Gruber how to prayer walk, he said, he gave him clear instructions. He said, don't go without peace and a song. He said, find the peace and find the song, and that's where you're supposed to be. He was out prayer walking, handing out tracts and witnessing to people and prayer walking. And he would go where the peace was. And sometimes, the first time, he found the peace at Skid Row. He didn't want to go to Skid Row because He didn't want the rapture to come and he'd get left behind because he was on Skid Row. That's how he thought. But that's where the peace was. That's where the man that wanted to fight him was, that drew a crowd. And then he passed all his tracks out. That's where the Indian man was that was about to go jump in front of a train. When you trust God, he'll take you to the hot spot, but he's with you. The joy of trusting God is following through with what he said. And he had already followed through. He did the hard part. He did what he needed to do. And now God can do something, which he did.
But the hot spot is just like your phone. That's where you get the best reception.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, the Lord knows who has a soft heart. He knows whose heart can receive his word and receive his testimony. And they probably thought, well, this family's weird. Then they saw his mother come back to life. And now they want to know who God is. And now there's a reference, something that they, you know, what do? They go and talk about it. And they know that they were having a Christian communion because they saw him do it. They heard him pray in their language. And this is a place where the gospel is probably not preached much. And see, when you're baptized, that's your reputation now. That's how I saw it. When I got baptized, I don't have to do anything to help my reputation. I died. I rose with him. My reputation is in Christ. If I win, lose, or draw, my reputation is in Christ. I don't care how I look. I don't care how it seems. And you know, those things fell off my life. And especially as I started trusting the Lord and following him in the specific things. But if you're given the pride, you got a safe face. You don't have to save face anymore. It is what it is. And God loves you, and that's the end of it. He's going to see you through. When I talk about mistakes, I talk about struggles I've had, because people go through this. Everyday people go through the very same challenge, and then nobody talks about it, so nobody has faith for it. But when you, I take all of my concerns to the Lord. Lord, I want you to teach me how to deal with this, because I don't know how to. And then he has something to work with. He's got my attention. And he can show me his word. And I studied the word. That, you know, the word of God gives you all the reference you need. But the personal things, the things that, you know, the Lord will teach you how to receive it, and how to, even if you don't know and you're not skilled, God can still cause you to stand. Because we do everything in him. We'll get to that later. But that's what he did. He did this at God's order. And you can't fail doing things in God's order. All right, he said his mother started getting better. And within a week, all the tubes were removed and she was eating again. Today, she has regained at least 15 kg, which I don't know what that is, and is up and about helping her daughter bake cookies and calling up relatives and friends to tell them about Jesus. Now she has something to say. She has a testimony. That's the second witness, what God did for you. Doctors feared that she would not make it, but the resurrection life of Jesus filled her body.
Yes, Lord.
When her family partook of the Lord's Supper with her.
Yes,
so whatever God tell you to do, do it. Just like when Mary wanted the miracle of the wine. She looked at us at the servant, whatever he say, do, do it. Healing through the Holy Communion can also be gradual. When you trust God, we have expectations. And I learned to stop trying to figure out how God's going to do something. Follow through and let it work. I don't care how you do it.
If you can figure it out, Deborah, it ain't fair.
Yeah.
I have an engineering brain. I want steps how to do everything. But he says, if you can figure it out, it's not fair.
Mm-hmm. I still love to figure out the end time. That's my hobby now. I love it. I'm like David. I want to know when and how. But And it's good to do it. It's fun to do it. And we're made in his image. It's possible, but not probable. Okay, he said, we'll take communion. Let's read it together. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. God gave us healing and he wants us to have it. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's good to prevail in him. He loves us and he cares about us in every aspect. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward. Bless every comment. Help us to minister to others by the website. Lord, we pray that you'll use that website like a tool in your hand. In Jesus' mighty name, reaching all that you know we're here. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's good to always ask God to do something big, because he can do it. All right.